And it's important that we stress that this was one human to another human who reached him at the a very fundamental level, I think.
I don't. No one suggested that she was hustling him. I'll just use the word, but you know, verbally hustling him. But mm-hmm. it has been suggested that maybe he saw the light, you know, that he was going to either get shot or he turned himself in. But it looks by her account that she kind of tamed him.
Mm-hmm.
By touching him, as you said. So I'm certainly prepared to accept that. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Doug in Atlanta. Good Atlanta calls. Go ahead, Doug.
Hey, with your previous caller, I think that probably the perfect person in Atlanta that Brian Nichols could have run into was Ashley Smith. I mean, I think it, like you said, I don't think he hustled her. But I think I don't think she hustled him, but I think that perhaps she had been prepared with life experiences for this kind of situation. Her own husband had died in her arms, and she was acquainted with death and was able to, you know, I think, you know, we said reach him at his heart. I think if there's ever been a case for divine intervention, this has got to be some big evidence for that, because, I mean, how many people would have treated this differently, would have tried to be a hero, would have tried to, you know, wrestle him to the ground and call 911 and get the police there. And instead, she took a whole different tack that I don't know how many people really would have done.
All right, good. Thanks, Doug. You think it was divine intervention, right?
I do.
Thank you. And, Jeff, you think it was divine intervention, right? Yes. Okay. You?
Something was going on there that was just the right person, right place, right time, you know?
There's a P.S. to one of our earlier emails. Okay, divine intervention in Atlanta. How did God help those 7 church members in Wisconsin?
And then again, you know, we can't question these things.
I don't know.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to get myself in trouble. Go ahead.
No, I'll admit, though, I mean, I don't want to sound like this just overly righteous person here, because I'm not. Part of me was disappointed that it went down the way it did. I'm glad no one else got hurt. But I would have been very okay if the police would have taken him out. That would have saved us all a long, grueling trial and possible years on death row. He deserves the death penalty, and so if it takes 10 years to get to it, 10 minutes to get to it with a police sniper would have been fine with me. He killed 4 people in cold blood.
Well, let's come on to this other thing, though, this P.S., because I don't want to open up the whole thing of, you know, why does God allow evil in the world, but why do we say with some confidence, or why do a number of people say with some measure of confidence, this was God's hand, divine intervention? When you say that, that does raise the question of the skeptic, which is, where was he in Wisconsin?